If you drive around the Cape this time of year, you'll probably hear the tree crews before you see them. Matt Mitko does residential tree removal, and he's exhausted.
We're barely done with the winter emergencies, and people are already concerned about hurricane season.
He's been cleaning up damage from winter storms for months.
And of course, hurricane season's always bad too, because the trees are full of leaves. When we get those kind of storms, or even the remnants of a hurricane that gets downgraded into a tropical storm, they can be ferocious and cause tons of damage. Today, this is our task here, is to remove this large silver maple tree from above this house and garage.
Some people get sentimental about cutting down trees. It is hard to watch this huge maple come down. But once people talk to their insurance agents, it's easier to bring in the chainsaws. Here's John DeMello. He's the CEO of a home insurance agency on the Cape.
The biggest vulnerability, the biggest driver of damage are trees.
And John says cutting them down could save your home.
And what I would say to a homeowner is, it's not only is it going to save your home, it's going to potentially save your life. Everybody can look around their home, look around their property, and identify the trees that are within striking distance of the home.
He also tells people to make sure they don't have any missing or old roof shingles, and to protect openings like garage doors and windows with plywood. Okay, so maybe you've cut down your problem trees, and now you're wondering what to do when the storm actually hits. Maybe you're someone like Barbara O'Connor, who lives in Orleans.
My husband and I built this house 22 years ago when he retired. He passed away 8 years ago, so now I am here living alone.
Barbara is 77, and people in her demographic are especially vulnerable to major storms. That's why the Orleans Council on Aging organized a panel on emergency preparedness.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming and taking time out of a beautiful summer afternoon to be with us to help you be prepared.
There were refreshments, but actually they were practically ignored because what was going on was that interesting. People were really intent on learning, you know, what they could do, because I think we all got a little taken aback by this past winter. So we have to be ready, and that's, you know, at this age, you want to be ready.
So one of the important things to keep in mind is during a storm, you want to make sure that you are eliminating unnecessary travel. That way you're reserving the roads for responder vehicles so that they can get through, and that way you're also...
Barbara took home some information packets, including a list of things to have in her emergency kit.
Water, a gallon per person per day for at least 3 days. So that's 3 gallons of water. Ready to eat canned meats, fruits, vegetables, juices. Oh, granola bars, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that. Personal things, eyeglasses and prescription medicines.
These information packets and the event at the Orleans Council on Aging were organized by two AmeriCorps volunteers, Cynthia Slemmer and Connor Terry. They started the presentation as a side project, but they found a big need, and it became their capstone assignment of the year.
So I think that it's important to make sure that everyone is informed so that when these storms do hit, that they are as prepared as they possibly can be to make sure that they're safe.
And to stay calm when it happens.
We recommend if you're going to go to a shelter, you bring books, you bring music, you bring games, you can bring your pets. It's a requirement that the shelters have to accept them. Keeping yourself entertained, bringing a crossword puzzle, stuff like that.
Barbara is ready for that part.
I'd read, and if it was dark, I have a light that goes around my head. This is what happened last time I was in a power outage, and I was huddled in the bed with all kinds of blankets on, reading, listening to the radio, and eating peanut butter sandwiches.
For Barbara, it was helpful to go through the steps of making a plan. She's going to invest in a generator, and she knows who to call if she needs help. The worst-case scenario doesn't seem so scary, now that she's ready. For WCAI, I'm Haley Fager.